resurrection. We now move into what Christians for decades have called common time. But most of us live in common time. It's not the epic events that place demands on our faith, but our everyday common circumstances. It's about being faithful to God when you're bored. We confess Jesus as Lord when we are stuck in traffic. Our life is shaped by the image and likeness of Jesus when we are, to pull from the Shema from Deuteronomy 6, while we walk along the road, when we lie down, when we get up, when we are sitting around the dinner table with our loved ones. The great big story from the beginning to the end is sandwiched between those big stories. And it's between the big stories that we spend most of our lives in common time. Let there be light asks us to be light when we're bored. And then Jesus at the end of the story says, I'm with you always, even when we're stuck in traffic. The Lord be with you. And also with you. So, here are the big stories that bookend our lives that will frame our days here in common time this season that we begin today on June 4th that will begin a practice through June. In July, in August, in September, in October, and all through that long November. Genesis 1:1. And into chapter 2, so you'll have to lean in and listen a bit. This is the great big story that is from the beginning. In the beginning, when God created the heavens and the earth was a formless void, and darkness covered the face of the deep, while a wind from God swept over the face of the waters. And then God said, let there be light. And there was light. And God saw that the light was good. And God separated the light from the darkness. God called the light day. In the darkness he called night. And there was evening, and there was morning, the first day. And God said, let there be a dome in the midst of the waters, and let it separate the waters from the waters. So God made the dome and separated the waters that were under the dome from the waters that were above the dome, and it was so. God called the dome sky. And there was evening. And there was morning. The second day. And God said, let the waters under the sky be gathered together into one place, and let the dry land appear. And it was so. God called the dry land earth, and the waters that were gathered together he called seas, and God saw that it was good. And then God said, let the earth put forth vegetation, plants yielding seed, and fruit trees of every kind on earth that bear fruit with the seed in it. And it was so. The earth brought forth vegetation, plants yielding seed of every kind, and trees of every kind bearing fruit with the seed in it. And God saw that it was good. And there was evening, and there was morning, third day. And God said, let there be lights in the dome of the sky to separate the day from the night, and let them be for signs and for seasons and days and years, and let them be lights in the dome of the sky to give light upon the earth. And it was so. God made the two great lights, the greater light to rule the day and the lesser light to rule the night, and the stars. God set them in the dome of the sky to give light upon the earth, to rule over the day and over the night, and to separate the light from the darkness. And God saw that it was good. And there was evening, and there was morning, the fourth day. And God said, let the waters bring forth swarms of living creatures, and let birds fly above the earth across the dome of the sky. So God created the great sea monsters and every living creature that moves of every kind with which the waters swarm, and every winged bird of every kind. And God saw that it was good. God blessed them, saying, be fruitful and multiply to fill the waters and the seas, and let the birds multiply the earth. And there was evening, and there was morning, the fifth day. And God said, let earth bring forth living creatures of every kind, cattle and creeping things, wild animals of the earth of every kind. And it was so. God made the wild animals of the earth of every kind, and the cattle of every kind, and everything that creeps upon the ground of every kind. And God saw that it was good. And then God said, let's make humankind in our image, according to our likeness. And let them have dominion over the fish of the sea and the birds of the air and over the cattle and over all the wild animals of the earth and over every creeping thing that creeps upon the earth. So God created humankind in His image. In the image of God, He created them, male and female. He created them. God blessed them. And God said to them, be fruitful and multiply and fill the earth and subdue it and have dominion over the fish of the sea and over the birds of the air and over every living thing that moves upon the earth. God said, see, I've given you every plant yielding seed that is upon the face of all the earth and every tree with seed in its fruit, and you shall have them for food. And to every beast of the earth and every bird of the air and to everything that creeps on the earth, everything that has breath of life, I've given every green plant for food. And it was so. God saw that everything that He had made, and indeed, it was very good. And there was evening, and there was morning, the sixth day. Thus the heavens and the earth were finished, and all their multitude. And on the seventh day, God finished the work that He had done, and He rested on the seventh day from all the work that He had done. So God blessed the seventh day and hallowed it, because on it God rested from all the work that He had done in creation. These are the generations of the heavens and the earth when they were created. I do believe that that story speaks for itself. Whether it all happened as cleanly as all that, neat and tidy structure, or if God did something more that was easiest put into words that we could all understand, all that matters is that God did what God did. And what God did is what God does. God creates. Not past tense. This story that we just read might as well have happened yesterday, might as well have happened today, and maybe it'll happen again tomorrow, because it does. God's not creator back then. God is always creating. It's not a matter of naming what God did, because we live in real time. And all those things God did, we are now invited, just as we've always been invited, to do with God. We're called to be in union with God, who created us in the image of God. We are called to create. Do you know how? Well, let me tell you. and it's going to take you 6 days. Day one. Go into the world this week and speak light into the dark places. Go into the world this week and be light in dark places. Day two, go care for the dome we call the sky and treat it like a gift. Day three, go care for the waters and the plants that make up our earth that we just now are beginning to realize can only take so much use at our hands. God created, and like the Adam and Eve story, we are called to tend the garden. Day four, whether by the light of the sun or the light of the moon, whether light or darkness, nothing can separate us from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus. So, go, night and day, and be the light. Day five. What if Jesus' followers can be known as the ones who care the most for the creatures of the sea and the birds of the air? You know how Jesus talks in the Sermon on the Mount about how God cares for and feeds the birds of the air? God feeds birds. Maybe we need to pay a little more attention to feeding the world instead of just using it. And day six, people. Love one another. Created in God's image. People. Every single person. And then, on the seventh day, come back here and rest in the promises of Jesus, who promised this as His final word. Matthew 28, 16 through 20, the great big story all the way to the end of the age. Jesus said that this was a new beginning, and Jesus said this at the very end of His ministry, according to Matthew. We read the first big story, now we're reading the last big story. Everything that comes after it, this is the end of what Jesus said to us and still says to this day. All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Go, therefore, and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything that I have commanded you. And remember, I'm with you always to the end of the age. So in the name of Jesus, let all of God's people be, let all of God's people do, and while we're at it, let all of God's people say, Amen.